This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are about to do news. Or, no.
News. News. No! No! News. No! News. No!
Our only real hope.
I think I just hit a news.
To decide.
I'm proud of you.
This is news. Or no.
When we first started doing News or Nope, I would occasionally do the, what I like to call the, what's the lead singer of Metallica?
I don't remember.
James Hetfield.
Okay.
And go, News. And Tiak adopted it today.
News.
Yeah.
Tiak has a lot of theatrical moments with
He's
this song.
He's so into the theme songs of this show.
Yeah.
That I think that there's, I don't want to out you, but I've seen you've left him on the printer. The screenplay that you have.
Out of the theme song?
It's like The Greatest Showman.
Right.
Oh. It's like, this is the greatest. But then it works in
right.
Like, Great Mate Debate and like different theme songs from
now
the
that's what I call slacker.
Oh boy. Good
if
evening.
We don't put it out. We are failing miserably. Yeah. Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I know everyone's gonna be upset with me, but I do have to report this.
If this is Taylor Swift news.
It's not. But there
Who's
are...
Who's got nopes left?
Hold on.
Just Aaron.
There are more bags of potentially radioactive frozen shrimp being recalled. So now,
can you do
bar,
the rest of it as Forrest Gump?
Arctic Shores, Best Yet, Great American, and First Street are all being recalled.
That was so much spit.
There was so much drool coming out of your mouth that I don't even know.
He's got a hankering for that radioactive shrimp.
Let's go through some of the different things we could make with the shrimp. We could make shrimp kebabs.
Shrimp gumbo.
Buffalo shrimp.
Fried shrimp.
Shrimp and pineapple.
Shrimp on the Bobby.
No, they never did that. Never did the thing.
Okay,
have you
so anyway.
Seen the actor? He's in other things. The actor who played Bubba in Forrest Gump.
Have you ever been to a Bubba Gump Shrimps?
No, I haven't. But
oh my gosh, amazing. So
is it really good?
Yeah.
Is,
it
a lot is there still one downtown or did it close?
It was like right next to or across from a strip club. So it was just, it was like.
You're right. And like the hotel and then the
one of them
center.
Had to go because it's like, we don't want the fishy thing going on. You know what I mean?
Okay. Why don't we move on from the story?
No, I think I, no.
Where's what the radioactive, where's it coming from?
What? I don't know.
So somebody, so obviously it started as just Great Land, right?
Great
so
Value.
Great Value, sorry. Yeah.
Shout out.
Walmart.
Yeah.
Mike Kelty Williamson is Bubba.
Oh.
Anyway, in the movie, he's got this underbite and he's developmentally sort of delayed or whatever.
Perfect.
And then you see the actor. He's stunning. Like,
he's a beautiful man.
He's a great actor.
But they gave him such an underbite and stuff when he's just going Buffalo trip. It's just when I saw him in real life, you're like, wow, good job, buddy.
Mm. Well,
anyway, if you're going to do Forrest Gump imitations, don't use any of those brands of shrimp.
Right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I feel like I need to come up with my own jingle for like the true crime stuff since I'm very into it. Lyle Menendez is currently undergoing parole after his brother was denied parole yesterday.
I was thinking about this today. It would be a baller move of the parole board to let one of them out and not the other one.
But thinking that's what's happening.
It's most likely they're both going to get denied, especially because I don't remember exactly. I think Lyle was the one that came up with the plan.
Yeah.
So they...
Which one's which?
Lyle's the older.
Which one's the skinny little... Ugh. One of them was kind of buff with the fake hair.
That's Lyle.
That was Eric. But I don't know.
No, I think Eric was like, kind of like, yeah, I'll just do whatever you want.
Yeah, he's the skinny little. Ugh.
But maybe I got it all wrong. I only watched the Netflix version of it, which was horrific, by the way.
I couldn't finish it.
Couldn't either. So disturbing.
Yeah.
But we finished it. Because
they did make the dad kind of a.
There was a lot happening.
If it's true.
Correct. Mm-hmm. No, well, each episode kind of showed a different perspective. But when they went for it, they went for it.
Yeah.
Because there was mists of blood in the air, right? Because when they went into the room and just blew them up with shotguns.
Yeah.
Ew. But no, here's the deal. Just a couple years ago, they had no possibility of parole. Right. They were lifers. Then they overturned that sentence and did the other thing. You can't let them out right away.
Right.
Like, we just gave you this.
Doesn't one of them have a medical condition, though? I think I remember reading that.
I do vaguely remember that, but I don't recall what it was.
Yeah.
Also, they did commit a murder.
Yep.
Two. So. Their parents. I mean, if their parents were terrible people and molesting them and doing whatever, that there's...
Kidney stones.
That was it?
Oh, God.
No. Yeah.
They made a big deal out of it. Eric had kidney stones. He's fine.
I can rock a kidney stone and finish news or nope.
Yeah.
Legit. Yeah. Watch this.
Okay. I don't want to watch your face doing that.
Are you forming one right now?
I don't know. Good evening.
I just want, programming note. There's a chance this is going to be long enough to be the end of News or Note for today.
Oh, okay. No.
And I think the thing that everyone needs to understand, we've never had this show meeting, so I'm going to have it now.
Okay.
Perfect. Oh, y'all, if you're the third one, you're not allowed to do a downer story. If you're the third story in News or... I'm just saying, do you want News or Note to end on papers. A like, anyway, 3,000 dead puppies found in a river.
Hey,
like, don't do that.
Oh. Don't ever say that again.
But I'm just, you know what I'm saying.
It's a bad example.
But Hack tends to go third, and then he has these...
Depressing.
Yes. Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
In international player news... The Golden Bachelor, Jerry Turner, is out here, baby. He is dating around secretly. So he got married to Teresa Nist from the show. They were married for about 3 months. And then she revealed on a podcast that actually they've been broken up. And he went back to another woman that he met on the show that he
on
like,
the show
that he like nixed.
Do you know the name
on the show? Yes, it's here. Christina Kempton.
Hold on. She wasn't even the number two or three.
Yeah, but he met...
Was she the one that I thought was really annoying?
Perhaps. Oh. So my man Jerry just went through the Rolodex. I've met all these newfound acquaintances.
I'm good for Jerry.
Hey, you up?
You know what, though? This is not the first time that it's happened.
Yeah.
It's not?
No. Pilot Pete went back to like four... different women from his season. So Jerry's just taking a page out of his book.
See a good story.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.